White, W.C. White, May. Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, March 7th, 1900. Dear children, W.C. White and wife, we are now at Brother Anderson's. He and Brother Falkhead met us at the station, and Brother Anderson invited us to his house, rode up with us in the hack. I am now in a retired room penning these lines. We had room in the sleeper, but notwithstanding my feather bed and pillows, the bed seemed very hard. Slept some, but was lame in hips this morning. We had a compartment to ourselves after change of cars in morning. I lay down until we arrived at the station, and Brother Falkhead and Brother Anderson met us. We remain here 2 or 3 hours, and then take the train for Geelong. I am feeling quite bright. We took our breakfast and dinner from our basket, so I can spend a little time in writing. I had an interview with Brother Crothers and Sister Tuxford, each by themselves, and I am relieved by the interview. Sister Tuxford is desired to take a class in cooking, and she would have no objection to this. She takes her position as educator after Brother Caro has given his lectures. He is very anxious she should do this. Brother Crothers has been, he tells me, purchasing and selling pens and different little articles. He has received enough to help pay his board and clothe himself. This, he tells me. I spoke of his coming to Kurrenbong and leaving so soon again. He said he would be glad to unite with us in our work. Until matters should be decided with them, I could see no better way, and therefore encouraged it. That night, which was night before last, I slept not. I was in conflict all night, pro and con. Reasons would urge themselves as though a voice was speaking to me, and I bringing up the objections why it seemed to me I could not go to America. And thus I reasoned and prayed, unwilling to admit that I must go, or that it was my duty to go. But the decision was not made. Last night I had it all over again, and I am more decided that it will be my duty, as soon as I can adjust matters, to go to America without delay. I will secure the very best kind of help possible and get out Christian temperance and testimonies to the church and other matters. I shall not spare money, but shall work with all the ability the Lord shall please to give me. Now I would ask you and Brother James to look at the carriage that we thought of getting at one time. Brother Hughes offers it for £12. He may make a donation of £1 or £2 for the mission work. I think Jesse Haskell will draw the carriage nicely. It has a cover and will be used so as not to be loaded heavily. See if you can get it, if it is a proper vehicle. Each one at the mission is planning and is ready to give something. It is covered. That will keep the heat off and shelter them from the rain. Look critically at the carriage with Brother Pocock. He is a carriage builder and can tell you all about it. Willie, since this matter of leaving has impressed my mind, I am convinced it is not best to be at the expense of getting a windmill. The money will help me to get to America. I shall not need Marion and may not need Sister Peck. But I cannot say about Sister Peck whether she will remain or not. Maggie and Marion may remain and go on with things that can be worked. There is the mother's book, Book for Parents, and I cannot say all now. But I am needed in America. My testimony is needed just now, and I really believe it is my duty to go. I have a strong drawing, and I have reasoned about this and that, but I cannot see the end from the beginning, and think I shall begin to work to the point. I think the Lord will give me clear light as I advance. I want to move in the order of God at every step and shall not move blindly. Just how things may be adjusted, the Lord will not require me to know. He can take everything in His own hands. The consuming desire to get out the works is too much for me. I shall now do this work. You have done the best you could under the circumstances, but it is not required that you should carry so many responsibilities. Therefore, I will not press my work upon you, but say, do whatever you feel is your duty and that you do not seem able to avoid. But my duty seems now to be made more plain and clear, and it is not that I want or choose to go, but that the necessities of the situation demand me to go, and go I must, as it now appears. This may be in a few months, perhaps. Then Elder Daniels would be going to America. I am now looking for more rest of mind. What I shall do with home and family I know not, but my nest seems to be thoroughly stirred up. I will now say, the Lord bless you and your wife and children, is my daily prayer. Mother.